I get to stock picks very quickly this evening. Wayne, you're going for Visa.
So I came out with results. I mean, the results weren't fantastic. Earnings were up and they beat market expectations a little bit. But the structure of the company, massive cash generation, truly huge cash generation. And the one thing that COVID has done is pushed us more all online paying by card. I mean, it's actually quite odd. You don't carry cash in here. I've got no cash in my wallet because you're not going to buy little things on the way back from work, on the way to work, or the way to meet friends. You've got no more money. Everything's going on card. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that share price performance today was actually pretty good, notwithstanding the results. David, you're buying Disney, which, and the share price performance was staggering, considering the results weren't great.
Well, yeah, I chose it before I saw that the price had run already by 10%. But nevertheless, where it's coming from is they've got 100 million subscribers now, I think, on Disney Plus. So it's really becoming very successful. And yes, they're losing on the theme parks, they're losing on the entertainment side and that, but they've also made money by not paying, you know, all the sports companies for the rights, because they're not paying sports. So there's cost cutting going there. But they've got a magnificent array or library of content in that, and it's a very good site. I can imagine, as long as we are where we are, they're going to continue to attract more supporters. And they've got Hulu as well. That's the adult side. Disney is the family side, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't say they're raunchy movies you get on Hulu, but they're not, you know, they're not those cute little people running around or animals and that. So, no, but I still like them. I prefer them to Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nothing wrong with a bit of animated escapism. David, Wayne, thanks very much for joining us this evening. David Shapiro is from Sassman Securities, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments, and Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.